When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
What is going on, everybody? My name is Conor Lawler. Welcome back to another week of Weird News Wednesdays. This is the Heroes for Hire podcast. We are back again talking all the strangest news stories from around the world. We talk about the news that the real news is just too afraid to talk about. As always, I am joined by my partner in crime, Mr. Sean Meehan. Sean, how's it going?
Good, Conor. You were full of beans in that intro this week.
Oh, boys, I don't know what happened.
You found the fucking sixth gear to shift into.
Nobody knows. We were chatting before us. I was talking like a regular human being.
Yeah, low energy, boring, hard to listen to. But then, as soon as the mic is live,
I became a louder, more boring, worse person. Sean, this is weird news. What do we do here?
You have spent the week gathering all of the weirdest news stories from around the world. You're about to read them all out to me, a man who has been too busy talking with charisma to look at any weird news.
What a strange put down for me.
I don't look. In the podcast game, it's the worst insult a man can receive.
Oh, man, you've really got me. It's straight to the heart of what I want. So if this is your first time listening, Sean has not heard any of the weird news stories we are about to talk about. I have done the research and then I let Sean in on what's going on in the world. And we basically just want to see how he reacts. I'm just mostly trying to annoy him, really. That's kind of the
thing. What we kind of do is that we funnel all of the like internet-based news trauma and I just get an hour of that a week. And it's condensed and I can process it that way.
And after that, we throw the phones out the window. Another week.
Never
another
to be seen again.
I'm spending a fortune. Some say I can't pay rent. I say it's worth it.
It's all in phone investments.
I just want to let people know that we are currently running, I don't know, it's not a competition, but it's a goal for all the listeners that we're hoping to reach 100 reviews on Spotify before Christmas. It doesn't have to be 5 stars. You can give us 1 star. But just 100 reviews. You know what
we're
I mean?
We're just about bums in seats on this one, honestly.
I don't need you to be, like, okay with what we're talking about. Please, be like, this is the worst show ever, but just be here to listen, is what I'm saying.
Constructive feedback, unless feedback is, oh, change the hosts. Because, I mean, come on, guys, we can't do that.
I will. I absolutely will.
Oh, I wouldn't, but okay.
No, I meant myself, Sean. I would never replace you.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not doing work on this show.
Sorry, I was trying to be nice, but yeah, no, I see what you did there. So, Sean, this is weird news, and it's time to get started, because last week we did a spooky episode, which meant we skipped all of the regular news stories, because it was a Halloween special last week. But this week we're starting off in a spooky story, Sean, because I have a woman who married a ghost, says it was hard to find a church that would just host her big day.
I mean, yeah, churches aren't really big on the undead, you know? Why does she want a church wedding?
Yeah, if you go into a church, there's fucking frames of the undead all over the walls.
Connor, those are pictures, all right?
Pictures of a lad who came back to life, Sean. I rest my case.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we're not getting into if Jesus a ghost or not.
I love the idea the priest is like, wait, no, fucking no, he's right. He's out of line, but he's right.
Yeah, I mean, it all technically lines up. Why do you want to... Could she not just get married somewhere else? Why does it have to be a church wedding?
A woman who married a ghost on Halloween, Sean, says finding a venue to host her nuptials had been a ghoulish task. I mean... Okay.
I mean, been insensitive, but come on.
The singer called Brooke Hardy was first introduced to her now husband Eduardo when he made a surprise appearance in her home last year, Sean.
On Halloween again, because that's when the barriers between the spirit world are weakened, Connor.
That's true. Everyone knows that's definitely a fact. The 38-year-old from Oxford described her partner as a Victorian soldier.
And wait! Did we talk about this lady before?
I think we did, yeah.
She's a secret returning character.
And has been revealed he once literally ghosted her for a week after she appeared on national television.
That was it. I remember this story. Holy shit.
Tied the knot, Sean.
Well, I guess they worked through their issues that we established in probably this time last year, actually, on Weird News.
Brocardi says it was a mammoth mission to find a church that would bear witness to their wedding, Sean. She was on, and this is the only reason I'm talking about it, Sean. What show did she go on to talk about this?
Oh, was it by any chance Holly and Phillips this morning?
Was it Holly and Scousers? It was indeed Holly and Scousers. Any of our international listeners, the British have a show called This Morning.
Well, we're not claiming them.
Oh, it's not our show. But it's called This Morning, and it has Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby, and they just basically talk to weirdos for a little bit. It's like a morning chat show, but every so often you get a proper weirdo.
Yeah, and they'll just give anyone airtime, and they cursed on the show the other day. I saw that on TikTok.
One of their prizes a few weeks ago was they were going to pay the person's heating bills for a month, and I was just like, this is a sad state of where
this
we
is
all
the most
are.
Dystopian thing I've ever seen.
In the 90s, also, it was like a brand new car. Now I'll pay for electricity.
All this shit's happening, and then like England is outraged because they jumped a queue to say goodbye to the Queen. Like,
it's a whole thing. We could go on about Scousers and Halls forever, but what they've done is they've given light to a lot of weirdos, and through that they've come to this show. And so this is one of those times where Bacarda was on This Morning, and she said, I think there's a bit of an issue with religion and the afterlife. Not all priests believe. She admitted that she wasn't a believer in ghosts before she met her husband, Sean. Their first meeting left her very emotional and helped her see life after death.
Okay, see, this is one of those things where sometimes people say something that adds a layer of credibility to their story. Because she's like,
you're telling a lie.
Guys,
you want some sort of fact in there.
That's the thing. If you need a day off work, you tell them you shit yourself. Why would you admit to that otherwise? You know?
You
volunteer
that
information.
You said that with so much like, I've done this. This will work for you.
No, I just like to say categorically, I've never done it, but I always have it in my back pocket.
But here's the thing though. There is a truth because we've all shat ourselves at some stage.
Everyone's shat themselves.
Yeah,
there's
man.
No shame in it.
I spent a good few years early on shitting myself nearly almost at an hourly basis, I can only assume.
How was college for you?
That was a very rough time now. They said I should go home. I said, no, I'm here to learn, sir.
I have paid my fees. I can do what I want.
They said, at least wear something on the bottoms. I said, no, I like the air.
So this lady coming in and being like, oh, I didn't believe in ghosts either, guys. But then I met one and it changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says maybe even if you don't believe right now, you might believe later.
Now, look, she explained how all she wanted was a huge white wedding with her nearest and dearest. However, she said a lot of people just can't see the vision.
I mean, because he's a ghost, he's translucent.
Very hard to see the groom.
It's tough. It is tough. Mm-hmm. It's a Victorian ghost. So, like, what's his side of the family looking like? Is it descendants? Are they invited?
Who's his invites? Are they coming? Do you have to pay for dinner? It's a whole thing. You got to count per head. That's a ridiculous concept.
I mean, I guess if they don't eat the meal because they're undead, then they don't have to technically pay. Like, they don't have to give money in a card, but it would be polite, I suppose.
It would. You don't really want to be seen as a bit, like, stingy as well.
No, you could. They could bring a bottle of wine, you know, just don't show up with your hands empty, you know.
She previously revealed, by the way, Sean, that she has been kicked out of churches and even threatened with exorcisms when looking for wedding venues. Threatened with exorcisms.
I'll fucking get rid of that ghost now.
Get me the holy water, Timmy. Come here now.
He's there, he's like, he's blessing the water as he's walking after. No, like, come back.
It appears the chapel-styled wedding, however, was a moot point in the end, as Eduardo had told Brocarda, Sean, that's a sentence that's in this, doesn't feel comfortable in churches.
Well, it has to be because of the sanctified ground, you know, he can't cross the threshold.
Yeah.
You know?
She was also instructed to make him a Victorian three-piece suit for the big day.
What a waste of fucking effort.
Once again, you're paying for people's bills on a month-to-month basis because nobody can afford to live right now, and this woman's making a suit for her ghost husband.
What, is she a talented suit maker? Or is
I think
that
it's better if she's not. I think it's funnier if she's not.
She's just, she'll throw her hand to anything. She'll just give anything a go once.
During the interview with Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield, Sean, Brocarda revealed her beloved Eduardo was actually in the building right then and there.
Oh my God.
Holly was in the middle of discussing how Brocarda and Eduardo's relationship developed when she was suddenly interrupted by the guest, who gasped in shock. Brocarda announced very loudly, "He's here!" Which, I mean, sounds like a horror movie.
It does. But also, should it be that much of a surprise that he's there? Because she knew he was in the building. Like, Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Scholes was then pointed out, I should hope so. It's your wedding day.
Absolutely. Like, and if, say, let's pick someone, I'm the person I'm closest to in the world, Connor. Say you were doing an interview on this morning.
Yeah.
And you knew I was in the building.
Yeah.
And then I show up just behind Philip Schofield.
Yeah.
Would you gasp and say, Sean's here? Or would you be like, yeah, he's here right now? Would you be calm about it?
I mean, probably call the police, maybe.
Why?
Just maybe throw something. I'd pick up something, but I'd fuck it at your head just to see what happened.
They're interviewing us about this show. Like, yeah, it's kind of weird that I'm not on the couch already.
Get the clout. Imagine the clout, Sean. Podcast host.
No one knows who we are yet.
Host.
That's what we'd be known for then. And then when we come on Weird News and have lovely, whimsical chats, people would be like, where's the drama? Where's the conflict? I'm going over to Shrine of Duty.
If you... What a reference. But shout out to the guys who host Shrine of Duty, by the way, the podcast. Because we got to number 2 in Ireland around Christmas last year. This is just a running gag between me and Sean. And on the iTunes chart, we were number 2. And number 1 was Shrine of Duty. And Line of Duty had been finished for about a year and a half at that stage. And I said, I'm fucking raging. We lost it with a podcast is about a show that's over.
Is that just people rewatching the show and discovering the podcast? Like, what's the market there?
We had a good 40-minute chat, but how do we defeat Shrine of Duty?
And ultimately, we decided we couldn't, so we want to become their friends.
No, to be honest with you, then I realised they were much better than us, and I was like, look, it's grand. We'll never.
It's a great podcast. I would recommend.
Look, shout out to the lads. I don't want to be insulting them. I just think it's funny that I was like, yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, if anyone deserves to lose, that tracks us.
That's fair enough. Good name as well, guys. Good name. While he probably wasn't included on the guest list for the episode, Eduardo kindly made an appearance. Brocarda gestured towards the presenters as Holly asked, "Where is he?" from behind a pillow before pointing and saying, "Can't you see him?" Which
fucking no.
No, it's a ghost. Brocarda says Eduardo burst into her bedroom in the dead of night when they first met last year, and that he communicates by putting sensations through her body. Huh?
What's your game here?
I think she's walking around doing, you know that thing where sometimes you just get a shiver? And you're just like, what's that? It's not even cold, but you just get a bit of a shiver. I think she gets that, but she thinks he's telling her to put like a sandwich on or something. Like, I'm fucking starving, what's for dinner?
fucking hurry up with that suit, would you? It's so vague. Like, if she was like, oh, he fucking writes me notes in the bathroom mirror.
Yeah.
That I'm like, okay. Or like, at my pottery class, I feel like he's guiding my hand. Yeah, that kind of a thing.
Or you know? Whoopi Goldberg comes out and she says, yeah, I went to the bank with him today.
So, yeah, your standard ghost procedure.
Yeah, I've seen the movie. I've seen the movie Sister Act.
Is there ghosts in Sister Act, do you think?
I suppose there is.
But it's just so vague, being like, he puts feelings through my body.
Yeah.
That's just a feeling. Like,
yeah, but you can't deny her a feeling, though, Sean.
Yeah, you can, though, because...
You're not happy. Shut up.
Is she happy? Do you think this woman's happy?
I can only assume yes. He's around, I feel like I'm being embraced, like a kind of warm hug. And if there's things that he's really, really unhappy about, he'll send chills down my body. Oh, fuck.
That's fucked. That's fucked. You shouldn't do that. If you have the power to send chills in someone's body in a bad way, you shouldn't do that.
That's actually abusive. That's not great. That's not great vibes.
Like, it'd be like me just blowing cold air at my girlfriend every time I'm wound up. Like, what? Actually, write that down for later. There's a good idea.
But in my head, it was one of the old things for a fireplace.
Blowing it into bellows. She was like, get her from across the room with that, it'd be great.
She's gonna go fucking flying now in a second, like a balloon.
And this is the thing, because we've recently introduced the Heroes for Hire relationship segment.
Yeah, that's true.
But by all accounts, this is the most successful relationship we've ever had on the show. Because they've gotten married, they seem to be living together. Not thrilled about the whole sending chills down your spine when he's hungry kind of a thing, but what can you do?
Well, to be fair, you are... every single time we've done a relationship thing, you've given the worst advice successfully. And I appreciate
that.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, someone had to say it. But yeah, I appreciate that you try your best. What I will say is every week, by the way, I don't tell you this, but I do a search online to see if I can find like an agony aunt relationship thing. And there's never one that's bad enough that... For the last few weeks, there hasn't been one bad enough that I'm like, Sean needs to hear this. Most of them are like kind of sad. But I want one that's ridiculously dumb that I'm like, Sean, this is perfect for you.
Yeah, where no one's really at harm. It's just, it's
most
a
most of them are
situation.
Like, oh, my husband's cheating on me. Like, what do I do?
Do you know what I would do? I'm not going to give any advice on that one. I'm not qualified.
Get the thing from the fireplace. Fucking stuff him full of hot air. Stick it up his arse. Up he goes, and he's absolutely away, so he is.
That can actually kill a man if you blow air up his arse.
There's no way.
Can kill any human, but it can happen. It can make a blood clot.
It's just, we're all taking a shot, but how do you know that?
Oh, when I used to work in a factory, the lads were telling me that one time a lad, there's like an air compressor and it like blows air to clear off tables and shit. And one lad got it stuck up his arse and then he died.
not great anecdote tellers for the lads.
We were all busy, you know.
I suppose you're working on the line at that stage. You're just kind of just passing the time.
That's it. We were busy smoking cigarettes and melting steel, you know. Kind of a badass, you know.
Just to confirm, wasn't that the factory where you made traffic cones?
Yeah, that was one of the jobs.
Yeah, the other one was building fucking boats.
Yeah, do you know that scene in X-Men Apocalypse where Magneto's in the steel factory?
Yeah.
I'm basically Magneto.
You're basically Michael Fassbender.
I mean, in a perfect world, yes.
Yeah, in a
this
perfect
world,
world,
yes.
Also, this world, definitely no. So we're moving on from our ghost husband to man pretends to be dead for 321 days and gets acting role on CSI.
Gee, because of the fact that he pretended to be dead?
This is a story of success, Sean. This is a story of fulfilling your dreams. Kentucky man, Josh Nally, basically... obsessed with the TV show CSI and pretending to be dead, right? And so after 321 painstaking days where he pretended to be dead on TikTok, that every day he would post a video of him dying in a different way, in a different location, pretending to be dead. This was his resume, Sean. He was sending it in to the producers.
That's amazing.
And if you'd like to look him up, Sean, it's pretty great. After 321 painstaking days of pretending to be dead, he got his wish, as CSI Vegas got in touch after noticing him and offered him the chance to play a dead body in one of the upcoming seasons.
That's CSI Vegas must be a new one, is it?
Yeah, I think they're desperate for people at this stage.
It's beyond my time. Pretending to
be Vegas
dead.
Vegas is the original, isn't it?
CSI Miami, I thought, was the...
I thought Vegas was the original, like, just CSI.
God, I don't know. he's dying in various ways.
It's pretty good. There's a few good Peter Griffin poses there. Now, he has the arm behind the back and the leg, like, wrapped up. It's pretty good. It's actually some strong ones.
But do you think that would be the most watched episode of CSI Vegas now?
It certainly would be his.
Because he's in it. But you think this will introduce a whole new... the TikTok generation to CSI Vegas?
CSI can't be big with the TikTok generation, Sean. There's no way. CSI was fucking massive back in the day. Jerry Bruckheimer was printing money for a little bit, but...
That's not Bruckheimer, is it?
That's Bruckheimer's CSI, I'm pretty sure.
Fucking hell, boys.
I'm pretty sure he's CSI and he's without a trace. Anyone remember that? And, there's some good ones. There were some good ones.
You got it. So CSI Vegas came out in 2021. Crime Scene Investigation. Also referred to as CSI Las Vegas.
Told you.
Is the original.
Told you.
Yeah, but CSI Vegas is a new one, Connor. The one that he's in is a new
Sorry.
One.
Sorry. I just assumed Shut the up. Last one was also held in Las Vegas. So, I mean, they're the same.
Yeah, but then there's also CSI Miami and CSI the rest of them, probably.
Well, CSI Miami was the most famous one for Horatio and his one-liners.
He was good at that. And the taking off of the sunglasses to coincide
and
with the intro.
Yeah! I mean, how could you not like it?
It writes
itself. Really, really terrible human being and just really bad at his job. If every time you see a dead body, your chances, how am I getting a pun out of this?
Yeah, that man is working on like a tight 10-minute routine while on the job.
Like, do you think he's driving to the crime scene and they're telling him over the radio what way the guy died, and he's like putting out some rough drafts, some rough outlines, he's got like a little spider diagram out, and he's like, well, I suppose I could make that joke, but I mean he's going nowhere, like they're not moving him for a little bit, so I do have time to get
that's it. I can workshop this. I can slow this investigation down.
I can punish the punchline. I don't really want to solve the crime. I'm just here to really fucking nail it with some puns.
I was trying to see if there was a list of Horatio Caine's one-liners. And it's just like... It's just weird fucking things that he said. Like, in a place like this, sex and murder might be indistinguishable. That's fucked. The streets of Miami just got a whole lot more dangerous.
That's very vague.
That's an interesting ability for a dead woman.
Poor woman mangled in front of him. He's like, your fucking talents are dick and shit, man.
Fingerprints are like old habits. They die hard. What does that mean?
They all sound like lines that didn't make it in Die Hard.
Yeah, like bad action movie one-liners.
Or like Steven Seagal looked at those lines and was like, nah, I'm not fucking saying that. Like, that's a terrible one-liner. And then those writing staff ended up on CSI Miami.
Yeah. In another life, I incarcerated many a jewel thief.
In what life? What about this one, Horatio? You're a policeman now.
The people get paid to write this show, and it's been going for 100 years.
Oh, we could have done some serious one-liners for that. Like, that's the easiest job in Hollywood.
Just rinsing out Horatio Caine's catchphrase.
Yeah, just at all times. Like, you just gotta... Like, you just kill them at a clock tower, and it just go, his fucking time ran out. glasses off, fucking who come in, it's game over, lad. We're printing money.
It's game over. Leave. 5 o'clock on a Friday, don't need it. Like, 2 o'clock
that's just
on
off
Monday,
the top of my head.
Done.
I'm just, put them in any situation. We can, if you throw your first line out, it's going to be better than whatever day date.
And Connor, number 44 on the list. The problem with manipulation is that people can turn on you. What does that mean?
And you know, what does it mean?
We're just going to round it out then. You know, sometimes people look different in pictures.
Fuck. You know what? He's kind of a poet, actually, when it comes down to it.
There's definitely like a song written and it's just all Horatio Caine lines.
It's this, you know what they are? And this is very niche, but they're lines from like Facebook posts in like 2012 that your mother or granny used to post and they would be seen as inspirational. But if you actually read into them for long enough, you would think that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah. And now it's evolved to the point that you would get these as like, you know, those auto-generated shirts.
Yes.
That is what it is.
You know, actually, where you'd see those posts now? LinkedIn. LinkedIn is full of that shit.
LinkedIn, oh, I fucking, the like, corporate LinkedIn hustle culture is the weirdest thing to look in
so
on from the
weird.
Outside. Because I don't participate in it, but I have a LinkedIn, so I see it all. And I'm like, what are you selling? Like,
I left my company with big dreams. I had nothing. And now I'm a multi-billionaire. You can too. All you gotta do is just fucking step on everyone. They're all fucking...
Just
fire
backstab everyone. Shove everyone into the fire in front of you. It'll be great.
Hashtag entrepreneur. I'm fucking making it. I killed all my family members just to get this. Yeah.
And then you like, I don't know, you take a photo outside a plane window and you're like, oh, today's office. And it's like, who is this for?
You can't be working with good Wi-Fi up there. I know the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Wi-Fi shit on the ground most times.
Shit on the ground, man. You're not doing full-on Excel sheets, are you, up there? It can't be good.
I mean, you can do an offline Excel sheet, but what's
the
point?
Yeah, but who are you sharing it with, Sean? Who are you sharing it with?
The lad beside me on the plane. He has this soap company he's starting up. He really wants to get me in on the ground floor.
The ground floor. Oh, man. Just, it's the worst. Sean, I mean, we kind of lost track of this man posing in dead bodies in several different areas. He did an interview and everything, and he was like, I don't like speaking on camera, but I can lie there and act like I'm dead pretty easily. Having done more than 300 of these posts, I've progressed and gotten better. At first, you could see me breathing, or the fake blood looked really bad. I've gotten rid of using the blood and gotten better at holding my breath. That's right, he's committing to it.
I mean, I like how he's fully in the role, where even like in an interview, he's like, I would prefer to be dead if I'm on camera.
Mm.
Like, he's just so specialised. He's the Hollywood dead guy now.
I think it's good, though, because you're never going to be out of work. If you nail that, like, people are going to get the dead guy in. We have a dead guy in this show.
Yeah, but that, like, do you think he'll be replaced? Like, because do they usually just make the actors pretend to be dead, or do they sometimes have, like, mannequins and stuff that they can use?
No, I'm pretty sure they get, like, the actual people. Unless, like, they put them in body bags for several minutes, then they probably get, like, dolls.
Oh, that would make sense, actually.
Mm. Get in the fucking bag.
Me? Okay, fair enough.
No,
for
Brad
the rest of the show.
Brad, get in the bag.
That might be it. You reach a certain point as an actor where you no longer have to play your own dead body.
That's true. And they normally bring someone who's slightly prettier. And they come in, they're like, fuck, he's after getting better looking in debt somehow. Doesn't make any sense.
Jeez, he's so talented and handsome. Look at him.
My God. So we're moving on to our next piece of news. This is one of my favourite segments. Is I have found an invention that Sean might like. Because so far, you haven't been very impressed with my inventions this year, I will admit.
No, there's been some absolute dog shit inventions this year.
What about that bowl that added salty taste?
I knew you'd bring up the bowl.
Yeah.
I knew you'd bring up the bowl. I got so mad about this bowl. People now bring it up to me, like in my friend group. Being like, Sean, do you want some salt on that, or will I just get you the special bowl?
Like, it's like, a bowl. You put a big, if you pick like the plainest rice ever, and it gives you a fork, you pick it up. The vibrations in the fork add salty taste to it somehow.
No, don't charge a fork. Don't charge a bowl. Put some salt on it. If you have issues with salt, use the low sodium variety. There we go.
Okay, so look, didn't knock it out of the ballpark that time and all the other times. But Sean, I think I've got. I think now is the time I've nailed this. Okay.
No, I hope you do. I hope you have nailed it, Connor.
Imagine this is my LinkedIn post. The world's fastest shoes promise to increase your walking speed by 250%, Sean.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes!
How do shoes affect your walking speed?
Unlike cruising down the sidewalk on roller skates, they come in a bit of a learning curve. The moonwalkers, Sean, are easy to use.
Terrible moving sidewalks
that whisk you down a long airport terminal. So imagine those airport terminals that we walk along. Moonwalkers are now what you put in your feet to walk that fast and
wait. Wait, no, but wait, is it walk or do you just stand still and you have fucking tank treads
you
on
walk.
Your feet? But how? How does it propel you?
You strap them to your feet and go for a stroll while enjoying a considerable boost in speed.
Doesn't explain how it works.
It's a LinkedIn post. I don't need to explain. The vaguer the better. Developed by a team of robotics engineers who spun off their work into a new company called Shift Robotics, the moonwalkers might look like roller skates. They add power and intelligence to the experience.
They look so shit.
So you feel like you're a Wile E. Coyote trying to chase down the Roadrunner. Sean, thoughts?
These look like a toy you would buy a child at Christmas.
You're ridiculous. Like, this is the future, man. This is the future.
Horrendous. Also, they're on Kickstarter, so it's definitely going to get made.
A strap-on design allows the moonwalkers to be used in almost any pair of shoes. And each unit features a 300-watt electric motor that powers a set of 8 poly... Oh, lad. Poly wheels. Similar to what you'd find on a pair of inline skate, Sean.
Polypropylene? Is that what it is?
Yes! Well done.
There we go.
Okay. And not all in a single line. So, here's the thing. There's no balancing required because they have the wheels on both sides. It's like stabilizers. You can't go wrong, Sean.
No, but roller skates have wheels on each side, right?
Like no, but four roller skates on roller skates. Like, normally they would be the straight line, though. Like, the professional ones.
You're thinking of roller blades, Connor, which
Sorry,
are different.
Blades.
Roller blades are actually easier to ride on as well.
Oh, what are you talking about? Sensors monitor the user's walking gait, while algorithms automatically adjust the power of the motors to match your walking.
But... And here's the thing. Okay, so I'm reading through the Kickstarter, Connor. Sorry if I'm getting spoilers here. But
that's true.
You can from top speed, you can stop in less than 1 meter. That's too long if you need to stop. And you're in like... Because the difference between being not on the road and being on the road is often less than 1 meter.
That's true. But at the same time... What if I was 2 meters away from the road and I wanted to stop? Then I'd have loads of time. So if you actually think about it like that in a positive way, you actually have plenty of time.
But I can't process this because it's because you're not skating. You're effectively walking, but it's just propelling you with
the
wheels a little bit
airports.
Every time.
Those walking
no,
things in the airport.
It's fucking
on your
not.
Feet. It's on your
no.
feet.
That's a thing you stand on and it moves and it's pulled.
No, but you're normally walking on it and it goes like makes you go way faster. That's what you're putting on your feet.
Yeah, but why don't... But you're not putting that on your feet, though. You're putting 8 wheels that... I genuinely don't know how that affects your speed and how you're not just tipping over. Also,
so
what if it rains?
Thing, right?
What if these break and they're attached to your shoes? What then?
Most people, Sean, walk at 2.5 to 4 miles per hour. But not with the moonwalker, Sean. This is still my LinkedIn post.
We're not meant to do this as humans.
Because you're going to be topping 7 miles per hour. That's nearly double from the 2.5. The 4. That's what I would say. That's the 2.5. It's more than double of the 2. While walking downhill, and users can come to a full stop, I mean, in a little over 3 feet, Sean. I mean, that's basically nothing.
No. But the marketing, that the very handsome man is walking and they're showing him going up and downhill and carrying groceries and shit. And the phrase they use is a magical new way to walk, but at the speed of a run. Now,
God,
I wager... moving at the speed of a run all the time, even if you're only walking, will somehow, like, if you run into someone, that's worse than walking into them, right?
True.
You're not using this in a busy city. You go down Grafton Street at Christmas time and you tell me going at 7 miles an hour
What if I really loudly shout beep beep as I'm going down, like?
Just buy one of those scooters that everyone's like using. That's all you need.
Well, Sean, I know what you're thinking, right? You're worried about going up a stairs.
Of course.
I'm already thinking of what you're going to say, right? So you're saying, Connor, how do I go upstairs in these? They've got wheels. I might slip. Well, they're also designed to be used on stairs with a special foot thing that activates a mode that locks the wheels and prevents them from rolling freely when you're going up and down stairs.
We have gotten too far. Just fucking walk. What's wrong with it? Why does everything have to be more efficient and fat? Just fucking walk.
You're going to be fucking raging this Christmas. When I come out Christmas morning, I'm off. It's Christmas morning. It's sun, right? It's a bit sunny, but it's brisk. You know what I mean? It's been slightly snowing. I'm going to be using
these. On snow, actually.
Oh, I can only assume amazing. But I'm going to be going along the path, eating my rice out of the bowl, loving the salty taste, and moving twice as fast as everyone else.
But no one needs this. No one needs this. This is not a thing.
It could be an alternative to car, Sean. I'm just saying.
No, it couldn't, though. Because you're not walking down a motorway on these.
It has a battery-powered range of about 6 miles. So if your work is further than 6 miles, then you're shit out of luck. But 6 miles, you're laughing.
Sure, I think you'd still get a little more fatigued than you would normally walking.
I like the idea, by the way, that you take them off, but you like still have your body is still going at that pace, and it's like really fucking with your mind.
Yeah, it is going to fuck with your mind. Like, you're not built to move at that speed while walking. Like, it's just and I'm all for technology. Okay,
no, but you're not. So far, we found out. No, you're not.
It's how unnecessary it is. You know, and like Sorry, I just knocked over the Guinness Book of World Records. That's what's after falling over there.
Well, you'll see me in there next year. Fastest walker of all time. You're goddamn right. I'm going to be walking around my moonwalkers.
Would you not just learn to walk fast, though?
Nah, I hate learning. You know I hate learning. I want easiness. I want comfort.
Okay, let me hit you with this. $1,200 price tag.
It's actually $1,400.
Oh, right, that's more. Jesus.
They're looking for $90,000 to start the Kickfunder, or the crowdfunding. But it's going to be closer to $1,400 in price. It's all said. I mean, like, you can't put a price on speed walking, Sean.
Well, people are speed walkers as well, that's a thing. Also, can be used with any shoes. But, like, people aren't going to want to compromise their outfits for this, Connor. They're bright neon green, these yokes.
Well, I mean, you can put flames at the side. Like, I just feel like you're not seeing the vision. That's what I feel like here.
Can I make a claim? No. These aren't going to come out. This is a Kickstarter. Like, there is no conceivable way that this gets, like, produced on a large scale and, like, into production, and then isn't within the first 6 months hit by a load of lawsuits of people who injured themselves on them.
I don't
your shoes.
You can sue them.
Your shoes should not need an app.
I want the app. I want to have the app on my shoes. I want to have the app to start the heating before I get home. I want the app to turn on all my lights. I want basically just to have the thing where the house takes over my life and ultimately kills me and my family.
You've seen that episode of The Simpsons, correct?
I have, yeah. That's exactly what I'm aiming for. That's the goal.
Walk at the speed of a run is the stupidest fucking phrase as well. Because that's why we walk and we can run.
I could see Horatio saying that, by the way.
Yeah, Horatio Kane is the marketing dude for moonwalkers.
Some motherfucker always trying to ice skate uphill, as Blade once said very famously.
It's just so ridiculous. And I also feel like, you know, the system that controls stopping is going to break one time, or the wheels will just freewheel all of a sudden while you're going downhill, and there'll be like people carrying glass across the road.
Oh yeah, and babies.
babies, baby. But then you hit the baby, but oh, it's full of soup. So what can you do?
Oh, no, soup baby. I hate them. Sean, we're going to have to move on from... Look, I tried to give you one of the best inventions of 2022, but once again, absolutely shat on. I will try again in a few weeks to...
Can we not, cool the planet or something?
I'm going to try again in a few weeks, Sean. That's all I'm going to say, right? I'm giving you the greatest inventions of the 21st century.
Can I rank them for a second? Because just the top three things that you've brought to me recently are this, the bowl that's the worst thing ever, and bringing woolly mammoths back to life for no good reason. And I think it goes bowl at the bottom, then these shoes, and then I think the woolly mammoths are the ones I'm most fine with. It's still dumb, but I'm most fine with them.
But that, to be honest, the woolly mammoths one pisses me off the most because...
Really?
If they're smart enough to do... Look, behind the curtain, Sean, I'm giving you a peek here. If they're smart enough to do that, then they can definitely cool down the planet. But they're putting all the effort into bringing back the mammoths, which I feel like... Whereas the other two are actual idiot people doing dumb stuff.
Oh, okay, so you've been doing a bit this whole time. Excellent.
No, Sean, I've not been doing a bit at all. What are you talking about? I truly believe in this Kickstarter.
We don't know where his true loyalty is.
I've given them $30,000 of my own money.
Oh, Connor, that was more than they were asking by quite a bit.
I sold my car.
Oh, Jesus.
Sean, we're moving on to our next piece of news. And this is technically, it's Christmassy. It is past October 31st. So technically, we are allowed to discuss Christmas. And in Tottenham Court Road during this week, giant Christmas baubles got loose and began rolling through the town, causing traffic chaos.
Why were the Christmas baubles out? I guess they're already putting up Christmas decorations, I suppose.
Already putting up Christmas decorations, but it was on Halloween night, Sean. Very heavy winds in central London.
Of course.
And they were going to put up two giant Christmas baubles. Can you imagine how big they are? They're bigger than what you think. It's like the big boulder from Indiana Jones rolling
down the middle of the
road. I was
just going to say, is it an Indiana Jones situation?
Yes. Someone got it on a video, and the clip shows motorists, cyclists and pedestrians scrambling to get out of the path of the two huge silver balls as they careen down the street, hitting lampposts and buildings before coming to a stop.
Fuck, these are massive. They're actually really big, lads.
They are.
I mean, here's the thing, though, is that you have two options here, is that you can run and hide.
Yeah.
Or you pull five cars on one side, five cars on the other, and you have the best game of five-a-side football you've ever had.
Quite a lot of broken ankles this evening in the hospital. Very weird. The question really becomes, how do you explain that to the insurance company when your car gets fucked? To be like, look, you're not going to believe me, but I got hit by a giant Christmas bauble.
Yeah, what would it be classed as? Because if the city was putting them up, it's the city's fault as well. But... I guess environmental damage, maybe? I don't know.
Don't they have a thing that's like God's fucking...
Acts of God, yeah.
Acts of God, that covers a whole bunch.
It's like lightning and thunder and volcano and all that kind of stuff. Things that just you can't predict. Meteors are included in it in some insurance policies, I think.
Somebody else also commented, by the way, that they heard Mariah Carey calling and they assembled.
Oh, do you think that's it? That Mariah Carey came out of her candy cane coffin and then just every Christmas ornament...
She could have popped out and she did the Christmas horn and then all Christmas decorations begin rolling towards her for some reason.
Right, okay. And I mean, it would make sense to do it Halloween night when everyone else is distracted. All the decorations come out to play.
That woman's about to make bank for the next 2 months and then chill for the rest of her
That's all she has to do, though. Like, just that royalty check, all she needs.
Just literally living off it. It's absolutely grand.
This is when I used to work in the shop. It was about now that the Christmas playlist would switch over in the shopping centre. Oh. Which, was a much shorter playlist than the rest of the year playlist.
Yes.
There was maybe 30 or 40 songs on this. So I would just hear, I could nearly do it. It was never on shuffle. It was always the same order. And you would just hear it rotate and rotate and rotate. And it always started with those fucking bells.
I can story top you, Sean, if you'd like. Is that we had for a year, I worked in retail for 2 years at Christmas. So first year, we had the same thing. Say, I think it was 15 songs on a rotation, right? All the famous ones. Ultimately, you grow to hate them and you don't ever hear them ever again. Second year, they stopped paying for the licensed songs, Sean. They wouldn't play Mariah or any of that. So not only did we have only 10 songs, we had 10 off-license Christmas songs written by people and sang by people that nobody knew who they were. And they sounded like Mariah Carey got pissed in the studio one night and then was like, we'll throw a weird Christmas song together in 5 minutes. And it was like they were all trying to be Michael Bublé, but they weren't Michael Bublé.
That's worse than no music, I think. When it's like, it's just nothing music. It's the most corporate, it's LinkedIn music is what it is.
They have it now in Lidl. If you go to Lidl, I noticed it. I walked in, they've got like rock music, but it's like unlicensed rock music. And I was like, oh, the poor people who are working here. Man, that is the worst.
I think you just tune it out after a while, though.
Yeah,
you're like,
you do.
It's just white noise. Like, there's nothing I need to pay attention to in this.
Like, if you're going to play music, just play even the ones we know. There's Ariana Grande was on the Christmas that playlist, and she had like 7 songs.
Jesus.
And I don't know how. I don't know what deal she made with fucking the devil himself, but she got 7 out of like the 15 of the Christmas songs. The other ones were like Michael Bublé and then Mariah. And at the end of it, I was like, I never want to hear Ariana Grande again. I'm sure she's grand. I'm sure she's fine. But no.
I simply can't. I've been traumatised.
I simply cannot, Ariana. I simply cannot. Sean, what would you have done? You're sitting, you're having a cup of tea, and outside the window, 2 giant Christmas baubles. How do you explain that?
Have they hit my car at this point?
They've hit your family.
Hit my family. Okay. Yeah. I instantly, my first reaction is to call an ambulance. And then my second reaction is to call the police. And then my third reaction is, I'd probably call you and be like, Connor, you're not going to believe what happened.
You're genuinely not going to believe this. And I'd be like, standing up at the top of the hill. pushed him. Honestly.
Well, in the class, it was like that ad they used to have for the tellies.
Oh, wait, did they hit someone? Who did they hit? Oh, no.
An ambulance, like, screams past you.
I thought it'd be a laugh. I was trying to build a human arcade. A pinball machine in the city.
Actually, yeah, what if we got a big Pac-Man instead and sent him after him to clean him up?
That's the only way you could do it. You'd have to build your own Pac-Man, whacka-whacka-whacka, and take kind them out one by one.
It's a Mecha Godzilla situation, you know. Like, it's the only deterrent to big silver balls is a big yellow ball.
How do you deter Godzilla? Mecha Godzilla. It's the only way.
Yeah, it works every time. Every time they do a Mecha Godzilla, it beats the regular
I've only
Godzilla.
Ever seen it happen once and it didn't work that one time, but I'm assuming it would work a different time.
Every other time, works perfectly. Yeah. That was the outlier. Yeah.
50% of the time, it works all the time. I understand. Sean, we're going to move on to our next piece of news. And look, this is one of those inventions that I think you're going to like, Sean.
2 in 1 week. Really? Really?
This one only here to annoy you. Sneakers, Sean. I know you're big into sneakers, but have you ever thought of sneakers for horses? Well, now you can, as these sneakers for horses go for $1,200 per shoe.
What's the benefit to a horse having sneakers?
Just get mad hops if they ever play a game of basketball, like.
But they don't generally play games of basketball. They're generally out in fields or even on roads, in which case we already have horse shoes.
The holiday shopping season, Sean, it's underway, you know what I mean? And you might be looking to get a present for your horse, you know what I mean? You want to get some popular sneakers, you don't want to get the shit presents. And Horse Kicks, a sneaker retailer for horses, repurposes branded shoes for them. You can custom order a pair of horse-friendly shoes on Horse Kicks Horsekickslex.com, Sean. Horsekickslex.com.
Oh, horse kicks what?
Horsekickslex.com.
Oh, here we go. Based out of Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, they are pretty fly, I'll be honest.
They're pretty fly for a white horse, yeah.
For any horse, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
But why does... What is the best... This is just a style thing, right? This is just a fashion yoke?
Oh, it's a fashion yoke, but I'm bringing to you one of the greatest inventions of the 21st century, as usual. So I felt like it was important that we cover this, because, I mean, like, if you can't buy yourself shoes... Think about old Ruby or Chestnut out in the field. What about them? What are they doing?
Couple of things, okay? First of all, their slogan is Harness the Drip, which I think is actually a really good slogan.
It's pretty good, actually. Horses have harnesses.
All of the shoes are imitating existing shoes by existing shoe manufacturers. And so there's a disclaimer that says we are not affiliated with Nike, New Balance or Adidas.
But I mean, you're allowed copy of them. Actually, legally, that's actually allowed. I heard that was okay.
And you can trace people's artwork, that's fine as well.
Yeah.
Just take it for yourself, why not?
These are wearable art designed over a medical horse boot and covered with repurposed sneakers. And so what they have is, I mean, they've got purple Jordan 1s, New Balance 650s, Yeezy Boost 350s.
Not to brag, I have a pair of New Balance 650s, actually. They're a comfy shoe.
They're very comfy shoe. These appear to be the shoes of the debut collection of Horse Kicks. And they will be auctioned later on this month, Sean, so you could too get involved and get yourself a nice pair of shoes.
Well, I could get my horse a nice pair of shoes, Connor.
Well, yeah.
Well, good, does it have to be a horse? Say I've made friends with some kind of satyr-type figure from Greek mythology. Could he then wear
That's
the
kicks? That's more logical, yeah. You could have said a donkey, but go on, no. Let's go with that.
No. A donkey would never fit in a horse sneaker.
No, a donkey's not that stylish. Come on.
No, but like, and it, you get four, I imagine, because it's a horse.
But 1,200 per shoe. So you're looking at nearly five grand.
Jesus. Yeah. No, I think that's...
Is it worth it at that point?
Do you know how many fucking weird fast-walking shoes I could get for that?
Two?
Two, actually, yeah. About two.
About, no, three? No, you get three pairs.
Ah, three, ultimately making it useless.
Yes. But, like, what if you could get four really fast ones, stick that on the fucking horse... Grand National, you win the fucking thing.
I'm sensing the collab of the century here between Horse Kicks. I don't want to say it,
but if you're looking to win some money, I'm putting the horse in the fucking shoes that is speed running, and you stick it on them. Imagine how fucked your brain would be if you were a horse going 900 miles an hour.
Because that's something like horses are like, they have the animal instinct of like, no, this is how fast I can go.
Mm.
But to kick that up 250%, the horse is going to the moon.
Also, I'm annoyed that they didn't change the names of like the names of the brands. Like, even Yeezy, like, I was like, Nazy, something like that.
Nazy's good.
I think it's lazy. Not to keep rhyming, I think it is lazy for them not to even just attempt to change, just to do a few puns.
Yeah, like you got your nay balances.
All
nay based. They're largely nay based. Nike. What's Nike about?
Nike Stallions. It's a set of Nike sneakers. No, Jesus.
Air Horse Ones.
Air Horse Ones has to be it. Like, what are you doing with Air Force Ones?
Come on. That was straight off the top of my dome, guys. I'm kind of impressed.
Oh, we could tell. So we're finishing off Weird News this week, Sean, with Paranormal Activity and Florida Man. Two things that never get joined together. So actually, pretty big deal this week. Paranormal Activity cited as reason man was driving without two tires, say Florida police.
Which two tyres as well? What's the layout here?
An SUV missing two front tyres was stopped along Florida I-75 in Marion County, and the driver, Florida man, says paranormal activity was behind their disappearance.
I mean, it's hard to disprove paranormal activity, as we've learned on this show.
It happened, he said, because someone put a curse on him. According to the news release, the traffic stop occurred around 4 a.m. on Sunday on an Interstate 75 ramp near Marion Oaks, everyone's favourite oak.
It's been a while since we had one of those. Delighted you went for it, but
Deputy Wilson noticed that the tyres were not only deflated, but that he was driving on what remained of the rim. So, I mean, very hard not to notice. Well, I'm assuming there was probably quite a few sparks.
Yeah, oh, I've played Simpsons Hit and Run. I know what driving on the rim is like.
Oh, I know.
I'm kind of a speed demon myself.
When the deputy asked what about the damage to the vehicle, Sean, an obvious question, Florida man stated someone had put a curse on him and that he hit a curb a little too hard because of the curse.
What was the specific curse? Was it that he would hit a curb too hard?
I mean, I think it's more vague than anything. I think it's easy. You don't want to get into the specifics of curses because then you're going to lead to more questions. Keep it vague.
I mean, if it was like, oh, I went into this ancient shop and the old woman behind the counter. Yeah, that whole thing. No.
The driver, Florida man who lives in Tampa, then said the mishap, because he got cursed and then he hit the curb, led to a do or die choice, in his own words. Drive home without tyres or set the SUV on fire and sleep on the grass.
And that's a boys, I think we can agree, that's a choice we face every day.
That's the only two choices I had, officer. Can't you see where I'm coming from?
The question remains, which is the braver choice, Connor?
This is a paranormal activity, he said to the detective.
I love how he's doubling down. He's like, no, guys, you've got to believe me.
Seriously, I'm being honest. Suspecting another kind of spirits may be involved. Deputies asked the 29-year-old driver to submit to sobriety tests. He initially agreed, but then immediately became agitated, shouting at deputies, threatening to attack them, trying to kick them, and trying to take one deputy's taser from its holster. And then he said to one of the sheriffs, if you mess with me right now, let me tell you something. I'm going to break your head with a baseball bat, he said to a deputy.
Maybe he wasn't talking to the deputy. He might have been talking to the spirit, Connor.
I'm going to skin you alive, he said after.
Oh, he's really doubling down. Now he's just threatening officers.
Deputies, Sean, this might surprise you, but after he told them that he was going to skin them alive, they arrested him and charged him with two counts of battery and a law enforcement officer, resisting an officer with violence, attempt to deprive an officer of means of protection or communication, and, I mean, several other charges. He now faces up to 25 years in prison and is being held on a $27,000 bond.
Maybe that was the real curse. You know, you'll make all the worst mistakes and then you'll go to prison. Not just, I'll mess up your tyres.
If he had just fucked with the tyres and then just gotten out of the car, he would have been wet and cold, but he would have been still not in jail. But because he decided to drive home with them and then try to attack the officers, he's after leading himself to 25 years in prison for trying to steal their taser and then attacking them.
Counterpoint is that he now has a warm, dry place to sleep and three square meals a day, Connor.
But my counterpoint is that what if the ghost comes back? He's got nowhere to run, Sean, nowhere to hide.
My counterpoint would be that this ghost seems to exclusively be able to make someone hit a curb with their tyres.
Very specific ghost-based powers.
Look, they really specced into it, you know. They took all the points out of charisma straight into mischief.
Why this stood out to me was Florida Man never gets hit with the spooky season. Florida Man is too spooky. He's spooky enough on his own that the ghosts and ghouls never come near him. So when a spirit comes along, connects with Florida Man's stupidity, you're going to get a situation where he says, officer, I have been cursed. My only two options were either drive home with no tyres or set fire to my own car and sleep on the grass.
and then I'll beat you with a baseball bat slash skin you alive.
I like how he went baseball bat first. They were like, get in the car. He's like, gotta go a step above, skin you alive.
These boys clearly aren't responding to these threats. Better escalate.
Better go to the skinning. It's the old classic.
Maybe he was possessed at the time that he made those threats.
That, you know what? Maybe he was possessed. And so that's...
He was really agreeable, right? Really, yeah. I'll take a breathalyzer, no problem. Yeah,
I
at
love
all.
A breathalyzer, that's what he said.
Suddenly got a bit agitated. And, like, I would be agitated if I had a ghost in me. And so then that's when all the threats and you know, you've seen The Exorcist, she's very rude. So maybe that's why all that started.
She's very rude.
It's my takeaway from The Exorcist is don't be rude.
He just like stood up after watching her get sick everywhere and like killed a bunch of people. She is very rude. I don't want to come out too strong, but very rude. Need to be.
I would like
lessons.
A word with her mother.
Oh wait, she's dead too. Is she all right?
Oh Jesus. Fair enough. Okay.
Oh lads. Oh no. Sean, Florida man, will he get off the 25 years or has he been cursed forever?
No, I think look, he'll probably get some time in prison.
Hmm.
But then the ghost will get bored and leave him alone, so he might get out early for good behaviour.
Do you think the ghouls are afraid of Florida Man?
I think they have an uneasy alliance with him. I think that's why he's not really affected. Because if they were afraid of him, there might be some move to stop him. But there's been nothing so far. So I think it's kind of a pact that they have, that you have your turf and we have ours.
Yeah, we don't go to Florida. You got that covered. You're too busy fucking shit up there. We'll fuck everything else up. Sean, I think that's it for this week's weird news.
It's been a week of weird news, Connor. Would you like me to take us out?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Thank you everyone for listening to this episode of Weird News Wednesday. We'll be back on Friday with Hero or Zero, Monday with Movie Mondays, and next Wednesday with another episode of Weird News Wednesdays. Big thank you to everyone over on Patreon who continues to support the show. Special shout-outs, of course, go to Roisin, Chunky Lobes Palmer, Joe Burney, Ryan Technically Fine Evanson, Waffles the Magic, David Clark, Sean Chuckling in the Wash and It'll Be Grand Jamieson, Dominic, Anna Irish Walrus Forever Helm Roos, Lil Dicky Funny Observation McGrew, Danny McLaughlin, No One's Ever Really Gone, Luke Hoth, Lord Smish, Sam, Michelle Brown, Michaela Doughty, Buster, Ed Ball, Sean, Connor and Lorraine, and Russ Bear 747 is my unofficial life coach, Parfit. Thank you all so much for your support. You're all absolutely wonderful people. If you didn't catch it, we did put up a review of Werewolf by Night. We put that out on Halloween, and that's over on the Patreon if you want to listen to it, as well as all of the other movie and TV show reviews that we've ever done. Other ways to support the show then, there is the merch store link below, heroesforhire.ie/shop. Twitter is at heroesforhirepod, the 4 is the number 4. Facebook is Detective Divilment's discussion group. Instagram is heroesforhirepodcast, and the best way to ever help out the show is to tell one human being that we exist.
Just a one, please.
I think that's about it, Connor.
I think so. So I've been Connor Lawler.
I have been Sean Meehan.
We shall see you all next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.